Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Tzadi Zayin, Zvachim 97a, pagination is 193. We'll start from the Mishnah, which is just below midway on the page. Bishel bo kodshim vechulin. If a person cooked in a pot kodshim from the Beis HaMikdash, from Karbonos, which has very specific rules as to where it's going to be eaten, and for how long it can be eaten, v'chulin, and regular, mundane, secular, we sometimes translate it as, food, which does not have too much in terms of restrictions. It's kosher food, and it can be eaten. O kodshe kodashim v'kodshim kalim, or being a little bit more focused in the Beis HaMikdash, you could have Kodshei Kodashim, the higher level of holiness, that's only allowed to be eaten in the Beis HaMikdash, and only for that day and the following night until Chatzos, whereas Kodshim Kalim is a little bit more loose, liberal, the entire Yerushalayim, and perhaps for more time, so that you have the day that follows that night of the discussion. So you cook the two of them together. So now you have one that has a more loose expiration time associated with it. Says the Mishnah, Yesh ben beno sein tam, if the stricter one is giving taste in the mixture, if it's a significant amount, as opposed to if it was a little cube, a small amount, but if it's enough that it's giving taste, hare akalim ne'echolim kachamurim shebohem, the easier one is going to be forced into the stricter one's rules, because it has within it absorbed some of the stricter one. And therefore, the regular food that was cooked with kodshim is going to be eaten like kodshim, and the kodshim kalim, the lighter, that's cooked with the kodshei kodashim, the higher, is going to be forced into the stricter guidelines. Ve'enam te'unim meriko ushtifa, but it does not require the purging and the rinsing that we discussed, that typically is required after the Karban Chatos, for example. Let's skip to the Gemara, and the Gemara says, Mai ka amar, what are you talking about? If it's going to follow the stricter one, then it should require Merika Ushtifa, the purging and rinsing. And the Gemara answers, Hachi kamar, this is what we're saying. Im yesh b'hen b'no sein tam, if it's giving taste, then hare hakalin ne'echolim kachamurim ute'unim erika v'shtifa. The lighter one will be forced to be observed like the stricter one, and it would require the purging and rinsing. Skip two words. Im ein b'hen b'no sein tam, but if it doesn't have taste, ein hakalin ne'echolim kachamurim, the lighter ones are not going to be bound by the stricter ones. We would have the rule of bittul, where it becomes nullified. Ve'ein tu'unim rika ushtifa, and in that case, it wouldn't require the purging and rinsing. And what the Mishnah essentially did was tell you, chesurei mechsura, that they're missing words in the Mishnah. The Mishnah talked very quickly, or kind of missed explaining that it was switching cases. So the first case, indeed, is that the lighter one becomes strict and it would require the purging and rinsing. But there could theoretically be a case where everything that I outlined so meticulously, the criteria aren't met and it is nullified. And if it's in that case, then indeed, ein te'unin meriko ushtifa, it would not require the purging and rinsing. Asks the Gemara, launching into a different angle on this problem. It's not a self-contradictory problem anymore that you're saying that it's like the stricter and it's not requiring the purging and rinsing. Okay, we resolved that. If it's a case of bittul, it's handled one way. If it's not a case of bittul, it's handled the other way. But we have a different question. Nehi de kodshei kodeshim lo ba'u. I understand that for the purpose of the kodshei kodeshim, it's not going to require merika ushtifa. But kodshim kalim mi ba'i. But for the lighter type, it should still require merika ushtifa, the purging and rinsing. It's a different type of carbon. It's a lighter type of carbon. But hey, it's still a carbon. It's not limited to the Beis HaMikdash only for its eating. It's going to be in all of Yerushalayim. But it's still a carbon. And it should require merika ushtifa, even for the lighter one. So let's clarify where the kasha is. If you have the case of chulin and kodshei kodeshim, so there's no problem. Ein tu'na merika ushtifa. If there's bittul, then you don't need the purging and rinsing. Fine. But you also gave me a case of kodshei kodeshim with kodshim kalim. And in that case, let's say there's bittul, but it's still kodshim kalim. Why doesn't it need merika ushtifa? We have two answers. Amar Abaya, Abaya says, my ein tu'unim deka omar, what does it mean that it doesn't need? It means for the kodshei kodeshim at the earlier time. Avokodshim kalim tu'unim. But of course, now that we've established that it's kodshim kalim, it's going to require merika ushtifa at the time that the kodshim kalim would require it, when they expire to purge it of the nosar, of the leftover that's expired, it would require. So Abaya says it does. You have a kasha. Why doesn't it require after kodshei kalim? Abaya says it does. Affirming your question, good. Rava Amar Rava said, no. Your kasha is not valid in our Mishnah, because Hamani Reb Shimon he, it's following the opinion of Reb Shimon, the Amar Kodshim Kalim ain't to unimariko shtifa, that the lighter type of Kodshim does not require the purging and rinsing, and that we learnt this rule by Chatos, and it's going to be limited to certain cases. Chatos, perhaps things like chatos, but once it's kodshim kalim, it's not going to require, and therefore you ask the kasha, if I have kodshei kodeshim and kodshim kalim, both mixed together, and the kodeshim are batel, it's less than 1/60th, and therefore it doesn't give taste, and all it is kodshim kalim, but why doesn't it need merika ushtifa for kodshim kalim, you ask? Rava said, according to Rav Shimon, it does not, because kodshim kalim does not require merika ushtifa. Besides learning the Gemara, but also to appreciate the different ways that you could answer a question. The Mishnah was resolved with a Chasurei Mechsura saying that it was talking very quickly, and that clearly there was the case of no bittul, it's not nullified, or yes bittul, where it is nullified. And the Gemara has a different question regarding kodshim kalim. Abaya answers it one way. You're right, we didn't mention it, but of course it does need merika ushtifa once the kodshim kalim are expired. And Rava uses a totally different angle. No, merika ushtifa is not required by kodshim kalim if you follow the shita of Reb Shimon. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.